here's a story from The World.
As risky as migration is on flimsy lifeboats, people will do it because not migrating for many of them is even riskier. So far this year, according to the United Nations, more than 600 people have died or gone missing in the Mediterranean Sea on these voyages, and that's more than twice the number from last year. The World's Africa correspondent Halima Gikandi has more.
On Sunday, May 2nd, a wooden boat carrying migrants en route to Europe became stranded off the coast of Libya. Their engine had broken down and a storm was coming. So migrants on the boat called an emergency hotline called Alarm Phone. It's an organization that helps migrants in distress on the Mediterranean Sea. Diana Dadusk was on duty that day. She's an Alarm Phone volunteer, and she spoke with the migrants in Italian.
They were saying they were dying. They were saying that they needed something to support them, even if it was not to rescue them, but at least not to let them die. They were saying that the sea was really big, that the waves were high, and that the boat was really small.
They told Deduce that most of them were Egyptians. Some had been deported from Italy, which is how they had learned Italian. Now they were trying to reach Europe again. Deduce stayed on with them for hours as the storm approached. Her office made calls to European and Libyan authorities. Flight data shows a Frontex, the European Border Agency, plane circled nearby.
Only in one moment, when I found out that a merchant vessel was going there, I could reassure them and say, rescue's coming. The merchant vessels are arriving. They're going to be there for you. You're not going to be alone anymore. And then the merchant vessels didn't rescue.
Instead, those merchant vessels waited nearby for the Libyan Coast Guard to arrive. Then, according to the UN, around 95 people were returned to a detention center in Libya. Dadusk says this was a classic example of the pushback policies that are endangering migrants.
Both Italy and Malta say, oh, they're not in Europe, so it's not our responsibility. So if we're pushing them back, well, it's not really a pushback. It's still a Libyan responsibility, but in fact, that's international waters.
The ramifications can be deadly. That same weekend, 11 people drowned in a shipwreck, according to the UN. Safa Mesheli is a spokeswoman with the International Office for Migration.
People crossing these dangerous waters need assistance and need search and rescue capacity in order to reduce loss of life.
She says that governments need to be the ones coordinating search and rescue. Instead, it's overstretched NGOs like Alarm Phone that are doing their best in a huge sea. Mesheli says European countries need to be realistic about migration. It's not slowing down. In fact, during the pandemic, migration along some routes from Western and North Africa to Europe had actually increased.
People will continue to take these difficult journeys as long as there are no legal routes and legal pathways and protection for them from the impact of smugglers and the influence of trafficking groups.
The UN says approximately 7,000 migrants have been intercepted on boats and returned to Libya this year. The conditions for migrants there are bad, says Mohammed, a Sudanese migrant in Libya. He asked to remain anonymous because he's afraid of Libyan smugglers and the authorities.
Libyan, they use discrimination against the black people. There's no government here. You're working without money. They use them to kill Africans. Then we have no choice.
No choice but to try to make the journey to Europe is what he means. While Libya does have a new interim government now, the UN says it's no place for refugees or migrants. Mohammed says he wants to make his second attempt to cross the Mediterranean as soon as he can, even though he knows many migrants who have drowned trying.
I'm still working here to find enough money to cross the sea, but most of my friends who were with me at home, they drowned in the sea 2018, 2019, even last 2 weeks ago. My friends, 16 of them, they are drowned in the sea.
In that one incident, more than 130 migrants lost their lives. Mohammed says in some ways that's better than being returned to Libya. On his first attempt to cross the Mediterranean a few years ago, he says his boat was intercepted by the Libyan Coast Guard.
All of us try to jump in the sea. Most of us prefer to die in the sea in order to come back to Libya. All of us were angry. We don't know. We have no choice.
The UN is calling on Libya to close its migrant detention centers. Even children are being detained there, says Abdelkadir Moussa. He's with the UNICEF office in Tripoli.
More children are also being intercepted and returned to Libya since the beginning of 2021. And most of these children are brought to detention centers upon disembarkation in Libya.
In fact, 2 weeks ago, 125 mostly unaccompanied children were intercepted en route to Europe and returned to Libya. Many end up in crowded detention centers, stuck with adults, with limited access to food and water. There's an estimated 65,000 migrant and refugee children currently in Libya.
We would like to see European countries addressing the urgent needs of these migrants and vulnerable women and children. Return to Libya is not in the best interest of the child migrants and refugees.
Moussa says the situation could get even worse in the next few months. In the summer, the tides will be low, and once again, more migrants are expected to try crossing the Mediterranean. For the world, I'm Halima Gikandi in Nairobi.
From PRX.